What do you think makes a good king? What is the difference between Jesus as a heavenly king and earthly kings and queens and other rulers such as presidents and prime ministers? Now we're going to see on the screen now two columns. One for heaven and one for earth. And the series of objects will be appearing on the screen. And we're going to ask, as each one comes up, I'd like a volunteer to say in which column you think that object should be. And at the end, we'll see them put down in that column. Right. Chris has got the microphone, he will take it round. So, which column do you think that will be put in?
Not sure what the choice was. Was it heaven and earth?
Sorry?
Between heaven and earth.
You think it comes in both columns?
What was the choice?
Between heaven and earthly kingdom.
Earth. I would say earth.
Earthly kingdom, yeah. I should say for most of these answers, there's no question of a right or a wrong one. It's just where you think that particular object should be placed. That's a scepter. You think that one?
Earth.
Yes. You think that one's earth, yes? Mm-hmm. Right. That's a robe. Now you can have various different sorts of robes.
It's a fancy robe, I think.
Yeah. Yes. And that's the reason why you think it should be in that column, because it's a fancy one. Yeah. As you say each one, I'd like you to say why you think it should be. Right, moving on. A sandal. Who would like to say whether they think which column this should be? Should this be for a heavenly king or an earthly king? Sorry?
Heaven.
You think it's for a heavenly king?
Yes.
Yes? Oh, and why do you think that, Deborah?
Well, I think it is, you know, it looks so long ago.
Sorry?
So long ago, so ancient.
Ancient.
Oh, I see. Yeah. Alright. Next one. This is a book of wisdom. The book of Proverbs is known as a book of wisdom. Yeah. Would you think this should be in heaven or on earth? Yes. Yes. And why do you think that? Don't be shy. Why do you think both? Yes, yes, yes. There we are, a sheep. Yes?
Heaven.
Heaven. And why do you think that?
Well, Jesus is the pastoral lamb that is to be the Lamb of God.
Yes. Yes. Yes, he's the good shepherd, isn't he?
Yes.
Yes. Looks after his sheep. A lion. What do you think that? Is that a symbol of... A heavenly king or an earthly king?
Heaven.
Yeah, and why do you think that, Judah. Sheila? Why do you think that's a symbol of a heavenly king?
The Lion of Judah.
Sorry?
The Lion of Judah.
Oh, yes, yes, that's right, yes. Very good. Here we have a donkey. Is that a symbol of a heavenly king or an earthly king, do you think? Say? heavenly king, yes. And why do you think that, Deborah? Oh, sorry.
because he rode to Jerusalem on a donkey.
Yes, yes.
Jerusalem on a donkey.
Yes, right. And it's in fact, it's foretold in the Old Testament that a king shall come riding on a donkey. Ah, here we have a horse. And why do you think that, Philip?
Well, earthly, because it's proud and strong, whereas the donkey was humble and not so strong.
Yes, thank you. We have a sword. What sort of a kingdom do you think this is symbolic? Yes, Rosemary? We're keeping Chris busy today.
I think a sword would be for both. You've got the sword of truth.
Yes.
For heavenly king. And then the sword is a sword of power, force, violence. Generally not a good symbol for an earthly king.
Yes, thank you very much. Feel free to answer any of the questions yourself, Chris. You don't have to ask someone else. Now we have two planks of wood. Sorry? Well, they might be longer ones than in this picture. What were two planks of wood used for?
Jesus was a carpenter.
Yes, 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 that's true. I hadn't thought of that reason, but yes, that's very true. Yes, yes, yes. There's also another reason as well, two rather longer planks of wood. Anyone any idea? Yes? That's right, yes, yes. It's the cross that Jesus, that's right, the cross that Jesus was nailed on. That was made of two planks of wood and a bowl of water. Heavenly, yes. And why do you think that, Sheila? Oh, I think Sheila answered that one.
Jesus washed his disciples' feet with water.
Yes, that's right. He Jesus washed people's feet. Mercedes?
It's holy.
Holy, holy, yes.
Holy?
Yes. Well, I mean, we bless the water when we baptize people, don't we? And make it holy, that's right. Yes, yes, very good. Pair of gloves. Any ideas for that one? Oh, well. Right, we'll move on to the next one then, if no one's got any ideas on that one. Here we have a throne. Which column would you put that one then? Yeah, yes?
This particular throne is an earthly throne with all its finesse and grandeur.
Yes, yes. Now, who do you think might live in a rather grand bed like that? Do you think that we're an earthly king or a heavenly king would have been in a bed like that? Earthly, yes. And why is that?
It's very ornate and yes. Looks expensive.
Yes, yes, that's right, yes. Right. Heavenly, yes. And why do you think that, Deborah? Yes, that's right, yes. Yes. Yeah. There we are. So we can see the various lists there and the groups that people have put them in. One for heaven and one for earth. Now, what difference can Christ's heavenly rule make in our world and in our lives, do you think? How does it change what we do? Yes, yes. And what does it change what we do, do you think?
Well, our actions depend on what we believe and what we feel is important.
Yes. Any other ideas? One that I thought of was possibly that instead of, we think of needs of others. One of the rules of Christ is that we should think of the needs of others, both in Britain and, of course, around the world, whereas earthly rulers tend to think of themselves and, of course, of their own country and not of those people from other countries.